Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you with episode 45 for shouldidrinkthat.com.
Where even if it's crap,
we drink it.
So you don't have to.
Fucking right, brother.
We have guests.
We have guests. It's an estrogen show.
Ladies, would you like to introduce yourselves?
Sure.
I'm Wormy.
And I'm Mind Bling.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really all we have to say.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Two chicks, one pint. That's all I'm saying.
But no cup.
That's what we got the pint for.
That's what the post party is all about for SAT episodes.
I have a bucket in the car.
Stay tuned for a YouTube video. Trust me. Wormy's all about that.
She had a big lunch, so it should be good.
Oh, you didn't go to Taco Bell, did you?
No, Tom's Diner.
Oh, yeah.
Way worse than Taco Bell.
Do not eat the fucking fake eggs at Tom's Diner. You will be crushed in the morning.
Mind-bling ate the fake eggs.
I ate the eggs.
You know what?
I had an Apollo.
That fucking place has become such a tradition for me on the South Side. I hate the fucking place, but I always end up there, and I always get the goddamn eggs.
Kills you every time.
Yep.
Even though, yeah, about 7 o'clock that morning, I'm going to be rolling out of bed going, brr,
tearing up.
Ugh, fucking yep. Tom sucks. Next Tom, Saturday, let's go to Tom's.
Let's go to Tom's.
It's like crack.
You're not in the mood for Permanis? Fuck.
No.
Tom's.
So, Puppy.
Yes.
How did we come across these two?
PodCamp Pittsburgh 3, brother.
Woo-woo!
We were hooking it down there by the Art Institute and met these two fine gentlemen.
Got them drunk at the... Meet and greet.
We were giving away beer.
Yeah. Well, no. Wormy got drunk on the Yellowtail Chardonnay that Meat Shield was giving her.
Drinking it like it was my job, and I was up for promotion.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, Meat Shield is our new SAT bouncer.
Paradox, you finally got props on the show.
You fucking Meat Shield. I'm not going to call you Paradox anymore. It's fucking Meat Shield from here on in. I don't even know what that fucking means, but it sounds awesome.
I don't know either, but I love it. Well, no, because Wormy got offended because... He asked her if she wanted a big girl drink or a little girl drink. And she's like, what do you call me, fat?
I went with the big girl drink.
Yeah, she got the big girl drink.
Poor Paradox.
Atta girl. So what's our fucking first beer for the night, Spoon?
Well, it's only appropriate that the first beer that we have is actually from a fan of ours.
And a PodCamp Pittsburgher?
Yes, Mr. Hutch.
Fucking Yenzer.
I don't know if you realize that we're going to be reviewing your beer so fast, but we are.
Yeah, brother.
Because we're thirsty.
We have his American Amber Ebonshire, Berg's Eye View. And yeah. By the way, it's bergseyeview.com. It's a Berg thing.
It's a Berg thing in that.
This is an American Amber Ale.
I have to give him credit with this label, too. He went all out for this on the homebrew.
Oh, yeah. He actually paid for that. Somebody did it for him.
Whereas we just give people beer and they design labels.
That's right.
Thanks, Greg.
Yeah. Love you, brother.
Well, these ladies look a little thirsty here.
Mm-hmm.
Dude,
it's
we've
like
been
the desert
fucking,
here.
We've been drinking, waiting on your ass, so I think you're the thirsty one.
Well, you know what? If you didn't have my ass run to Giant Eagle to get you food, this would be an
hey,
issue.
We're hungry.
Yeah.
Need something to soak up the alcohol.
All right, so we got the American Amber Ale from Hutch. I call it the Hutch beer.
We'll call it the Hutch beer.
It's not quite an alt, which is an old ale or a pale ale. They're American Amber Alt. It's German and British, and it's basically a old-school colonial day beer. Nice and simple, not much hops, not much malt. They brewed with what they had, man.
Let's see, here's the thing, though. It says this beer improves greatly with a little extra aging.
Well, yeah, dude, if you're a home brewer, patience is the key, brother.
It was an extra week that we aged just for.
Yeah.
Because we're thirsty.
This has some Breeze Caramel 20L malt in it, 6.5 pounds of amber malt syrup, Cascade hops, and the SAF Ale US 05 yeast, which is a kick-ass yeast. Actually, I don't know what he used. It was either the dry yeast or that, or the Y yeast 1056 American Ale yeast. I'll have to ask him about that.
Well, I asked him once. He said, dude, fucking good shit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right.
It's good beer in that, Jagoff.
I love talking about yeast.
Yeah. I have a story.
I called my first homebrew a yeast infection ale. It was only appropriate.
Yeah, so the label for that came up with was Pillsbury Doughboy on fire.
On fire.
Nice.
Badger ale.
Badger ale.
I'm going to use that.
Make sure you give me credit.
See, our fans know I want to make a red ale. I don't even like red ales, but I want to make a red ale just for the name. Vaginal Bloodfart Red Ale.
Oh, wow. That's a little harsh. I'd drink that. I don't know if I would.
They don't call me Sick Puppy for nothing. But that's the whole point. Who the hell's going to drink it? Me. Fuck you, get away from my beer. All right, let's crack these fuckers open. Damn, we have to share this with four fucking people tonight.
You know what? I think we should have a running tally here by the end of the show for how many times you dropped the F-bomb. Because overall, I think we're going to break our record tonight.
I think I've already fucking done it about 12 times, so. The official SIDT butt plug / bottle opener.
And if you're new to the show, you now realize why we have an explicit tag.
Yeah, fuck off.
All right.
Hook a sister up.
Hook a sister up.
I just gave her head. Fuck you, I get more.
And it's creamy.
Creamy, creamy head. I
think I might be having a problem with your yeast.
Oh, wow, that looks young, dude. It's pretty hazy.
Yeah, it is. I still have a little head on mine, though.
It's all good, man.
You're looking at the body of the beer.
See, it's cloudy, so that means it's a young homebrew. Over time, that'll clear up, and you should be able to see through it sooner or later. But it's a young beer, which is fine. So, cheers, ladies. Welcome to the fucking show.
Salute.
Cheers.
Yeah, salute.
Now, you have to do the SIDT cheers, which it's tits
and ass.
Tits and ass. Do we have to actually show our tits and ass, or is that just
on video later? It'd be great.
Great.
Yeah. Post show.
My mother's going to kill me.
Cheers, ladies.
Cheers.
Berg's Eye, this better not suck.
It's actually not bad.
It's got a nice alt, aroma
to it.
It doesn't suck.
Hutch, your beer doesn't suck.
It doesn't suck.
I guess they say your beer doesn't suck.
It does taste young to me. Mm-hmm. This has a lot of time to age yet, but it's drinkable and it's very good.
The body's still a little light to it, but you can tell where it's starting to mature a little bit more.
The flavor profile, Hutch, will get better over time, trust me. So be patient and sit on that fucking beer. Make more while you're waiting on the first one. That's my general rule.
It'll get young girls drunk, and that's really all you need. So,
hey, I got a Bon Jovi tape in a case of beer. You want to go for a ride?
Wow.
Best pickup line ever when I was a kid. When I was a ute.
When you were a ute.
When I was a ute. Or, hey, can I eat your shit?
I'm sure that worked.
That one never worked.
That's how I lost my virginity, actually.
Wow. That was you? Unforgettable. That's what you are.
Wow.
Damn, Hutch, I'm impressed, man.
I have to give him credit. That's not bad.
I think this is his first homebrew. This might be batch number 2. I forget. I think he's doing an Oktoberfest for a second batch, if I remember correctly.
Well, you know what? If it wasn't for you, he wouldn't be back into homebrewing again.
I know. I got him started in this fucking... So I apologize to his wife, because he's going to be spending a shitload of money on homebrewing equipment. But good for you, man.
Wow. That's
an excellent beer.
And make sure you check out his podcast, too, at Berg's Eye View.
BergsEyeView.com.
.com.
And at...
Very good.
Oh, so
that was really good.
So now we chug? Is that...
Well, we only chug on this show if we all agree that the beers suck.
But then... since we don't have like full glasses, you know, feel free to tip it up. And
yeah, I'll do that.
I already finished it. I'm on lush.
Yeah. We're doing the Berg's Eye View version of it. We'll just chug it anyway. I know it's not an iron, but...
It's not an iron.
You don't have to turn your head when you burp. This is SIDT.
People are used to us belching in the microphones.
We know you're not a lady.
I'm a goddamn lady.
Goddamn lady.
Sophisticated lady.
That sounded great.
Somewhere somebody's making love.
We're 10 minutes in and this already fucking rocks, dude.
You know, some of those guys out there right now are going, dude, they got chicks on their show.
Yeah. How do they get them?
And it ain't their sisters. They're probably all thinking, I thought Sick Puppy had a court order against that in his home.
It's been waived.
Shh. We moved the police tape to get here.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
We put it on the neighbor's house. Explains all the lights outside.
You know, I haven't got busted for my meth lab. Never mind.
It's been a while.
Yeah. All right, Hutch, your beer fucking was good, man.
Good stuff.
I expect better from you, though. Start experimenting and fucking up your beers.
Hey, while we're talking about homebrews and everything, too,
yes,
there's a Brewfest coming up on November 14th, 2008, down at the Barroom in Saddle Ridge at Station Square from 6 until 9 p.m.
In Saddle Ridge.
Oh, wow.
I've never been down there before. I've heard it's very country.
They have a mechanical bull, you know.
I'm drinking and getting on that bull.
Hot girls falling off of a mechanical bull. Doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah.
Urban cowboy.
Well, I grew up in Butler, PA. We have ghost riders
on
Butler
after
there.
After that, I want to say thank you for calling me a hot girl. Because I'm going to enjoy riding that bull, grabbing it by its horns and making it my bitch.
Wow. I think I'm a little turned on.
There's
Spoon.
A sight to see. I think I'm going to dress up as a mechanical bull for Halloween.
I want to see him do it in the priest outfit, though.
Well, if you want tickets for this, they are still available. You can get them in advance at pghrugby.com. There's a link for the Brewfest page on there, and buy tickets from there. And also, a special treat for Yin's guys down there. They have celebrity judges.
Yeah, us, motherfucker.
Us.
How do we get on this panel?
Do more shows with us.
Yeah, so joining us will also be Zeke from Y108 and Ron Man from B94, and I think maybe one other person.
I don't know.
The website says plus two other local celebrities, but they didn't make the poster, so we're not going to talk about them. Who knows? Maybe Mayor Luke will come down.
Ooh. Oh, I want Honorado to come down so I can punch him in the balls.
Donkey punches ass.
Do it again!
7% my ass, you fat bearded bitch.
So anyways, go check out the Brewfest that's going to be coming up here. And also, if you go to our contest page, you can register for the chance to win, the possibility of winning, two free tickets, courtesy of ShouldIDrinkThat.com and the Pittsburgh Rugby Football Club. I want to thank Claire for that. Pass along two tickets. And yeah, enter. All you have to do is put in your name and your email address and say, I want these tickets, and you're in. Really, is it? It's not that difficult.
You just said urine.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Spoon just said urine.
You're in trouble. You're in trouble. The Piddler. Oh, all right. Had to bring up the Brewfest there. It's definitely going to be a good time. 3 hours of drinking with SIDT. And we're actually going to be judging the homebrews that are coming in, which is why we had the segue. There you go.
Right on, man. I'm looking forward to it,
actually.
You like
how I slid that in there? Well,
that's right.
They are fun to drink with. Mm-hmm.
And no way am I a certified beer judge, but
I don't think
I play one on SIDT.
People don't know any better. They believe us because we got a radio show.
That's right, brother. So now we drank Hutch's crap. Let's get to the good beer.
I liked
Just kidding, brother. I love you, man.
I liked his beer.
I was unaware this was crap. I thought it was a beer.
And this is a podcast reference, but Hutch, if you're listening, I hope you found your glasses. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, he did. He did. Somebody did find his glasses for him.
Wow. Were they like on the street, in the bar?
No, I think they were in a taxi or something, and someone called about it. So, yeah, he did find his glasses.
But did he find his dignity?
You know what? No one has seen this yet.
Mind-blowing, that is rock.
I want to see that video.
No one's seen this yet, but I have a video of Hutch doing the Hutch dance at Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah, dude, I got to see that.
And it's this. Well,
that's podcast gold right there, brother.
You guys listening to this can't see what I'm doing right now, but the dance was this.
If you could see this, it's hilarious.
Hutch, I'm going to take you up on your offer to go out with you and your wife, but only if you promise to dance for me, baby.
You know, it's kind of like the Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That's what it kind of reminded me of. Yeah. He was doing that.
It's like the Carlton.
So I'm gonna post that video once I get it finished here. I have to finish editing it and brighten
awesome.
It up.
That's awesome.
But he was fun to hang out with, man.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. Cool.
He was my smoking buddy at PodCamp. So
fucking Yinzer.
Yeah. That guy threw back. The first friend I made. I liked him a lot.
He threw back a lot of beers.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's hardcore, man.
Of beers.
But now he knows what it's like to drink with SIDT. He may not go out this next year. We'll see.
We might have broke him.
Well, we might have broke him.
If he is, I'm going to get him one of those straps for his glasses so we don't have a repeat of this
year.
So.
Or do we have to get a strap for him like those little kids when they're running away from their parents?
Like a leash, yeah.
Hutch, get back
if
here.
If he starts to do the Carlton, give him a yank. You know?
Yins, get back here, Nat.
Hush, get down off the bar.
Get down off the bar. We don't lose you.
I don't want to lose you. It's that sad.
Well, I just finished my beer, and it was.
No, you didn't. There's a little bit left in there. Get rid of it.
A tiny little bit left, but it was really, really good.
It was good, man. You made a good homebrew, brother.
This is a good girl beer, too.
It actually is.
Oh, don't say that to him.
What? Sorry, I'm a girl.
The term
like
girly
beer
is.
It's not a girly beer. It's just a girl, a beer that girls would like.
Yes,
drink.
Yeah.
A homebrew that girls would enjoy.
You know
we call that probably a gateway beer.
Girls don't like butternut beer.
Fuck you, butternuts.
You know, Hutch, butternuts.
Hutch, you homebrewed a better beer than fucking butternuts beer and ale. I'm just saying.
That's all we're saying. We're not judging.
Two out of two girls agree. Butternuts sucks.
Normally, I mean, I like butternuts. Like in at home in bed, but
like
not
margarine
not,
or
yeah, yeah. You know, you put a lot of butter, parquet. Nuts, you know,
Mind Bling uses it as a lube.
In a pinch.
Hey,
you gotta do what you gotta do.
And you know, the only person that might disagree is that Mike Harris guy that left a comment on our blog.
Yeah, fuck him.
Fuck Mike Harris.
Take some criticism, you fat bearded bitch.
Is he not an employee at Butternuts? Thereby, no,
I don't know.
He's kind of denying he has anything to do with it, but
not everybody likes my fucking homebrew. I can get over it. So should he.
Let me read you what he posted on here because it's you know this is quality comments that
we
want.
He fucking started it, man. Roll with it.
Yeah, you know what? This is the kind of stuff we love to hear.
Yeah.
Hey guys, a friend told me about you and check you out, so I did. The first show I heard was the Butternut Show, which surprised me since I drank drank that before. It was all over New York City.
Ooh.
Ooh, the big crapple.
It seems that everyone in NYC loves it. Also, because he can't spell. It was in the beer at the Nassau Coliseum the other night when I went there for a game.
Ooh. It's there. It doesn't mean it's selling.
Yeah, I know. We have Coors Light here.
Yeah, exactly.
What's that tell you? And wait, where was I? Okay.
You're not giving me enough credit, too. I actually said I like the porch lap, so fuck him.
Oh, obviously, you didn't listen to the whole show. And when I was in Boston last month, I went into three bars, and they all had it.
Ooh.
He's on the payroll.
Now, wait. Here we go. It seems to me you're horrible at what you do. Get a new hobby. Thank you, Mike Harris.
Mike Harris needs to get a hobby.
Yeah.
That's right.
So we... Yeah, we
get a spine. That's all I'm saying. Take some fucking criticism.
He works in the PR department of Butternuts Brewery.
Some shit like that. Guarantee. Well, here's the thing:
I'm smelling sales department.
Yeah, no, that's PR right.
Damage control.
He was smart enough to give us his email address.
Brilliant.
So you know, we had to get a hold of him.
But he pretends he's not with the brewery.
And we searched on his email address, and it came up that that email address belongs to a rep from Butternuts.
Shocking!
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 Intrigue. Scandal.
Espionage.
That's so going to be on TMZ tomorrow.
I wonder if he was robbed at a Citizens Bank ATM.
Somebody cried. The backwards B.
Dude, for Butternuts.
Oh, my God. Ashley Todd works for fucking Butternuts.
That's what it is.
It's all conspiracy.
Mike Harris is Ashley Todd.
Not, if you're not a local listener, just Google that.
Actually, you should probably know about that. That was national
news.
Yeah,
that was national news.
I mean, international news. I'm proud to say Pittsburgh's finest whack job. Actually, she's not from Pittsburgh.
She's finest whack job.
Yeah, but we get some whack jobs.
That was probably the most Bloomfield will ever be mentioned on like national news
ever.
Yep.
Unless like John Carmen from the G Squad does something there and makes national news with it.
Suck stick on a corner in Bloomfield.
For more information, check out the gspot.com.
Mind Bling loves you.
Grab my boobies. He's obsessed with me getting my boobs grabbed.
Oh, I'll be grabbing them later.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. Be mind grab.
Mind grab.
Or boob bling.
Should I grab that.com?
There you go.
.net.org.
.biz.
We own it. Don't even try.
Should I fondle that.org?
You know, there's somebody sitting by their laptop right now going, oh, I'm fucking registering that. Yeah.
You know, I've opened this next beer a while ago, and I'm really anxious to try it.
So. Well, then let's pour it.
All right. Let's
do this. There's the Rogue Dead Guy Ale, and then there's Double Dead Guy Ale,
which would be a double bock at 9% ABV for you yins, young kids out there. It's alcohol by volume.
That's right. Yeah, we don't have a BA or a rate beer rating for Hutch's beers because, you know.
We should give him one, though. Let's give him an A plus and a 99.
Works for me. Yeah. Not a 99. I'll give him an 89.
89?
It's a young beer.
I'll give him an A.
Send me another one when it's fully aged. Then I'll upgrade your fucking score.
This new elixir.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, it says the new elixir will be launched in 750 milliliter ceramic bottles in the spring of 2008. Well, hey, guess what? It's October 2008, so we got
D2,
one.
Baby, D2.
Which is their nickname for Double Dead Guy. It is a reincarnation of Rogue's classic Dead Guy Ale. Yeah, that was a real tough one to figure out, huh? But it's got a pretty red bottle, so it's, hey, you can't beat that. Sorry, mahogany in color.
Mahogany.
Full-bodied with an amazing mid-palate richness of toffee and caramel. Ooh, or caramel. Cool. The hops are the hops are evident also. Ooh. With just enough to keep the maltiness in check. The finish lasts 15 seconds.
I'm counting that.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
D2, not to be confused with Mighty Ducks 2, is double the fun. Malts, Two Row Pale, Munich, C15, hops, Cascade for Boil, because John was out of...
That's fucking funny. We're going to use Pearl, but we're out, yeah. So what the fuck you got?
And Crystal for Aroma, because John was out of Sterling. Hey, IBU is approximately 50 to 60, 19.8 Plato original gravity, 4.9 Plato terminal gravity. Let's drink this.
Yeah, what the hell's the ABV on
this? Space shuttle? Like, what the hell's all this gravity? Yeah.
Well, that's a homebrewing term. Plato, it's a different way to measure how much alcohol is in your beer.
It's for how philosophical.
Why
you're
the hell
get.
They use Plato?
Aristotle, Socrates, yeah. I mean, and then the gravity thing.
But me as a homebrewer, it's kind of anal and stupid. But when I see that, I can automatically tell how much alcohol is in it. It's like 8 or 9%.
You know, I could tell when you pour it and I drink it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talking. More,
it'll make
more,
you take
pouring.
Back shit you never stole. You have to be more careful with the pours this time because we have two guests. God forbid I hog the beer.
Glug, 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 glug.
I had a flashback to that Brahma video.
Oh.
No, it's not that bad.
I showed Mind Bling the Brahma video.
Yeah, I saw the Brahma video. I wouldn't have drank it either.
Yeah, that was rat piss.
Well, I probably actually never would have agreed to drink a 7-year-old beer.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of things I'll do with 7-year-olds, so.
Wow.
Dude.
She said a whole lot of things.
It's a short list.
That's something I'd expect from you.
I know.
It's a match made in heaven here.
Tighter than a 9-year-old.
So I've heard. So you've been told.
I said it to a guy once. He's like, dude, I don't even want to know how the fuck you know that. It's like, yeah, good point.
Just don't look at my trunk.
And oh, the good beer show, clunk and drunk.
Well, they're clink and drink.
Yeah, I know, but it's them.
I got the least littlest amount of beer.
That's because you're a twee little thing.
I know. I'm starting to feel the shaft.
You're a twee lad.
I set you up with that. Nobody took that. I said, start to feel the shaft, and I get nothing. I get nothing.
I was waiting for
him. I'm let down, man. I'm let down.
I was all over that until his comment. It threw me off. Wow. Mm-hmm. It's small, but it's cute.
He's not talking about my beer, people.
All right, here we go.
Double Dead Guy. I love this shit. I've already had this beer, so it's an ass.
Are we going to talk about its body? Oh, yeah, before we drink it? I think it has a beautiful body.
I think it does, too. I love the color.
Reddish amber color.
Yeah. It is a beautiful color. Nice.
Not much head to this beer, by the way.
Well, because we're splitting between four of us also.
That's right. The aroma. Sick puppy's bad for
it. It's got a nice aroma to it.
Oh, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. This is...
Oh, you can smell the malt.
Yeah. I forget what the fuck style this is supposed to be. Dead guy is a...
It's a double bock.
My bock. This is a double bock, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But I think this is way hoppier than a double bock should be, which is not a bad thing.
Oh, wow. You can really taste the hops on that.
Yeah, big time. That's why I
love it. A nice hoppy bite to it.
I'm not a big fan of the Dead Guy. I mean, I'll drink it, but this shit here, as expensive as this shit is, I buy it all the time. This comes in Pennsylvania at $15.50 a bottle.
Well, at Three Suns at least. Other places probably charge you
more.
For
it. Yeah, exactly.
I like it.
Very good beer, huh, ladies?
Yeah, wow. I think so.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah,
I really like the color. Hop. I like the smell.
It's very complex, but very well balanced. You know,
well, the hops, that's incredible. Especially, you're right though. Especially
nothing
for a double
stands
block.
Out. It's all blended really, really well. It doesn't have that malt bite to it like their Maibock does, at least in my opinion. But cheers, ladies.
Cheers. He called us ladies. She was just over here scratching her tit. And
cheers,
I
bitches.
Lady.
I have an itch.
Cheers.
I'm allergic to something in this place.
Sick puppy.
Might be that Play-Doh gravity.
My double D's are getting itchy.
Pour some beer on it. It'd be fine.
Her D2 is itchy.
My D2 is itchy. It really is. Look, I'm getting red.
Double
D's. She's getting a rash on her bosom. I know it's radio and you can't see this, but Wormy's bosom is aflame.
Alcohol makes me break out.
I'm sensitive.
Wow. You're pretty. I have a rash.
That's hot.
Thanks, Paris. I think we just had a copyright violation there.
Great.
Yeah, like fuck she you, skinny anorexic bitch.
We're just gonna throw a chihuahua at you.
Like she listened to SIDT anyway. You fucking
well, you know, you
celebrity
never know.
Whore.
She might be like, "Oh my god, I totally listened to that show, and now I can't."
Like Double Dead Guy's the best ever.
I love beer. Beer's hot.
Beer's hot. Beer's
Louis Vuitton should make beer. That'd be so hot.
Wormy and Mindbling are hot. Yeah.
God, I'm hot right now.
Let's make a Paris beer.
Take off your pants. It's radio. Nobody will know.
On video.
No, dude, I'm sitting right next to you. Don't do it.
All the more reason.
Musical chairs.
Yes, we're way across the room. Apparently, it's only 2 inches. I don't think you're in any danger of getting
way
struck by it.
Way across the four-foot table.
Hold on. Let me unwrap it.
God, dude. I foresee us slamming through beers on the show.
If you would like to be a guest on Should I Drink That? Send an email to webmaster at shouldidrinkthat.com. And make sure you include a photo, too.
Yeah, definitely. And not of your fat cock, either. I don't want to say that.
Yeah,
however, fat twats, please. Yeah, send them all in, please.
All pink on the inside, whatever.
Some of them are doughy on the outside.
Oh, Jesus.
She's the snatch waxer. She would know.
The official SIDT snatch waxer.
Wathel.
We've been drinking for a long time.
Okay.
So and such a profession as a snatch wather.
And again.
What, you just slap it?
The show.
I'm laughing you.
The show reaches a new low.
I prefer to think of it as a new pinnacle,
yes.
Actually.
Sometimes they snap back at you. So.
This is what brings people back.
It's true. You laugh. It's true.
The elastic pussy.
That reminds me of that fucking movie I completely forgot about. There's a movie out there called Teeth.
Oh, God.
Come out like last year. I totally forgot to watch it.
Is it another
it's about a girl with teeth in her vagina.
Oh!
Yeah, it's like a horror flick.
Is it supposed to be like her unborn cousin or
I don't know. Like
her twin. She absorbed her twin.
Guy's banger and she just eats. Like the sound
effect. Is it a bad movie?
It's
or
like a Venus flytrap or something.
Venus cocktrap. Holy fuck, we're out of Dead Guy.
So is it kind of like a trash compactor? Here's
what I want to know, though. Can it sing? Hello, my honey. Hello, my darling. I mean, if it can sing.
Hello, my ragtime. Yeah. That reminds me of that fucking the best Family Guy episode ever.
Does it sing Christian songs?
Some Striper.
Striper.
Nice.
Soldiers under command.
No, wait. Yeah, no,
all
wait,
were
did,
Christian soldiers.
Did it have teeth like Kip Winger?
Yeah. Kip Winger, you pussy. I'll kill you.
There's nothing wrong with liking Winger.
You know, he gave me the finger.
Really? Personally?
Where?
Yeah, last year.
Actually, personally gave you the finger.
Personally gave me the finger. Last year at PodCamp, when we had.
He was at PodCamp?
It gets. Yes, this gets really cool. After
Kip Winger was at PodCamp?
It was after the meet and greet last
year. Oh, I know what you're talking about now. I remember
that. We went down
that.
To Station Square, and he was performing one of the live concerts on a Friday night.
Pathetic.
We walked down there.
From arenas to.
Busted down to
Hole
Station
of Hands.
We go down there, and I see him. I'm like, holy shit, you're Kip Winger. And he looks at me and goes, he gives me the finger.
He's
like,
giving the finger.
I'm like, well, fuck you then.
Paper or plastic?
Because he's all miserable. He's just sitting there. Oh, I saw his box fly. Well, my life on the corner.
Last time I saw him, he was on an acoustic show at Borders Books and Music on McKnight Road.
Wow.
Hey, you got to pay the bills.
Hello, career. I mean, goodbye, career. You schmuck. Yeah.
The funny thing is, after he gave me the finger, one of his little groupies, because he still has groupies. And they had like the big.
Are they like 50?
Especially
a
50.
Yeah, the big frizzy hair and everything.
They're still wearing that Kip Winger shirt they bought in 84.
Yeah.
She looked at me and went, Kip Winger just gave you the finger. I'm like, oh, really? That's cool.
That's your claim to fame.
Like, where's the bar? Where are we going? Kind of blew it off.
She was impressed.
Kip Winger.
She wishes Kip Winger would give her the finger.
Yeah, right.
I wish
the finger rack or cooch.
Sadly, in the 80s, I had that Kip Winger haircut.
Oh, God.
Business in the front, party in the back, perm down to my ass.
We've never seen these photos, so I think you should really grow these out.
I think you should grow it out.
You think?
Yeah.
I almost
you
bought
tired
it.
Of that skinhead Nazi
yeah,
skinny puppy look?
Bald little head. I want you to get some hair up in that piece.
You know what? I think after he passes out tonight, we should get his clippers and like just carve Winger in the side of his head.
Yeah, that would be hilarious. Absolutely, we should.
Why wait till I go to sleep? Do it now.
Wait till we get the video.
Because it'd be way more fun if you're passed out.
Either that or I love Chud.
I love Chud.
No, I'm going to put, actually, I want to get I love Hutch.
I love Hutch.
I'm going to shave that into your head.
Hutch would love that.
Hutch is a yinzer on the side of my head.
Yep.
You better watch out, man. He's going to send his son over here and, like, kick your ass. The son's a big guy.
Yeah, fuck him.
He'll kill you. Be like,
you're going to fuck his son? You are a sick bastard.
Hey, whatever.
Are you going to give him the finger, too?
We tried once,
no,
but...
No, I give the finger.
We tried once, but I'm a bleeder, so we had to stop.
Yeah.
Holy SAT new low.
Let's get back to the beer.
Yes, about the beer.
Yeah, where the fuck are we at? What's our next beer? Oh, my God.
Well, we're still drinking. We got to catch up.
Evil, yeah.
We're girls. We drink slow. We savor.
But you're with SAT.
I know.
Suck
hold
it
on.
Down,
I'm about the man up, fucker. Shut your face.
We're diesel.
Grow a penis. Chug it.
I do have a penis.
Awesome. So we have something in common then. Don't wait, mind blank.
Do you have a tiny clit too?
Yeah.
Or you, wait, you have a penis.
Oh yeah, penis. That would be it. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Since
you know, the guys that brag they have a big penis are full of shit. So
since we're breaking them in on this whole beer sampling thing.
Dude, I think they broke us in.
Since they're breaking us in here with the whole waxing and everything else going on, and we're breaking them in here kind of with sampling the beers, you know what they should really do?
What?
Come out the Jekyll and Hyde.
Ooh. We like Jekyll and Hyde. Actually, I love Jekyll and Hyde.
Jekyll and Hyde's Jekyll and Hyde, on October 30th. We're doing a beer sampling down there.
Oh, all right. We're there.
And all of you listening should come out, too. It's from,
be there Sunday. I mean, Thursday.
Yeah, 10 till 8. We're going to be doing a beer sampling, so
well,
you should definitely
come out.
10 till
8?
We'll be there.
You can meet
10
Mind
till 12.
Blang and Wormy.
10 till 12.
Who doesn't want to do that?
And everybody wants to meet Mind Blang and Wormy.
Yes, 10 till 12. Sorry, I fucked that up.
10 to 12.
10 to 12.
Well, after this fucking show, that place is going to be packed after you
two
are there.
We could just
Mind Blang
like
and Wormy.
Yeah, a little pre-party. Wormy might be there waxing snatches. Who knows?
You never know what might happen.
More of a reason to come out to Jekyll and Hyde.
I just want to see like a live snatch wax at a bar. That'd be awesome.
Who doesn't, really?
That's right.
It's an interesting concept.
Actually, who has done it?
I have.
Not
a live one at a bar?
Well, not at a bar, but...
Which brings me to another point. Mind Bling.
Yes.
And Wormy.
Yes.
We met these fine young ladies. These proper, fine, young, respectable... women.
Classy.
Classy. At PodCamp Pittsburgh 3 this year.
Yes.
PodCampPittsburgh.com.
Yeah, that.
The best PodCamp ever, per Chris Brogan, by the by.
They were, how should I say this?
Delicately.
They want to do their own fucking show.
Oh, really?
And we are doing our own
show.
We're in production right now, actually.
What's the URL you have planned?
Well, don't go to it yet because it's not up, but we're doing our own podcast.
I'm not up yet either.
You're
so.
Not. Well, it's not going to take long.
Yeah.
No, not at
all. Oh, now he is. Sorry. I just deafened. Don't blow into the mic.
Yeah, we have headphones on. They don't. He got hurt. I ovulated.
She just blew in my ear.
But anyway, they want to start their own like audio video show kind of a thing.
Yeah, well, no, ours is a video podcast.
So this is breaking news right here.
Yes, it is.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
We're launching in January. We're in production right now. It's going to be Bitchburg is the name of it.
Bitchburg.
Yes, we're taking the pits out of Pittsburgh.
So you actually already have the domain name, though,
yes,
right?
Yes, we already have it. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so we're working on the site right now. Actually, DJ Lunchbox from Wrestling Mayhem Show is helping us develop the site.
WrestlingMayhemShow.com.
Yes. And we're taping now, and we're going to have a couple episodes in the can, and we're going to do a big launch in January. So
what are you guys going to be talking about?
Actually, it's going to be a half an hour bi-weekly kind of variety show, comedy. It's just going to be us getting
it's going to be very interesting, trust me.
Yeah, like actually, one of our first episodes is Wormy's going to give me a Brazilian.
Drunk.
But, I mean, it's...
I've done it sober before, yeah. But not drunk.
But you're not actually going to see any vag or ass.
No cooch? Come on.
Like, on camera. Yeah. Well, I mean, or maybe you will. Who knows? If somebody sneezes and the camera goes down.
Accidentally moves the camera. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just going to be us doing, I mean, you know, we're going to take suggestions
Sick
on people.
Sick Puppy should not be the videographer for that.
Yeah. So,
we're taking a picture. Hold on.
It's a Kodak moment.
So, but we're really excited about it. And it would, honest to God, it would not, I can't stress enough how important PodCamp was to us as far as meeting people.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, you guys, I know, are going to be a huge help. And you know, the Wrestling Mayhem and you know, DJG and everybody's been really supportive and helpful. And we wouldn't be able to do this if we wouldn't have gone to PodCamp.
Absolutely.
Well, so if you guys hate their show, it's our fault.
It's their fault. Yeah.
And the wrestling guys' fault.
And the wrestling guys.
But nobody's going to hate it because it's pretty much going to be like the sweetest thing ever. So
it's going to be a female version of us.
Yeah, actually it is, basically. Without beer.
No, we're drinking.
They're drinking.
Yeah, and like we're going to get hypnotized, and one of which I think is going to be really
funny.
We're
going to do a hot air balloon.
Yeah, we're going to take a hot air balloon ride.
5K.
Yeah, we're going to run a 5K drunk. I have a beer helmet, like special with a sports strap beer
Personal
helmet.
Personal training.
Yeah.
Drunk.
So it's going to be fun.
This is awesome.
Yeah, tune in. It's going to be pretty sweet.
Speed dating.
Speed dating. Nice. We're going to go speed dating.
Look forward to that.
Now, are you going to...
Oh, I'm going to pick up a tranny and have sex.
Oh, yeah, we have a tranny.
You guys should do shit-faced speed dating. Before you even show up, be drunk as shit.
Oh, no, that's pretty much... That's my entire dating history in real life.
No, wait. So.
Hi, I'm Bob.
While you're doing this, are you recording it, or are you gonna just do it and then get on your show and talk?
No, we're taping it.
Sick Pup is excited to see this shit.
Yeah, we have a camera person that's taping us doing these things. Yes. So it's going to be all video.
This is fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. We've spawned some evil podcast.
This could quite possibly be the greatest thing ever to come out of a PodCamp.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, so just, you know, Bitchburg, look for it in January. We're going to have a big launch party. We don't know where yet, so we're open for suggestions.
I was just going to say you should do a launch party.
We should do an
SIDT/Bitchburg.
You guys could bartend.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
They got me rocked at PodCamp.
Yeah, they did.
The Strom Hulsman show had a launch party. They were the first ever Hulsman. We're the first ones ever to do a launch party, and everyone got shit-faced, so.
Well, we're definitely all about that. We're going to tape the launch party and turn that into an episode, actually. So.
Awesome.
But we don't know where it's going to be yet. We're open for suggestions. If anybody has any ideas, venues,
anyone wants to donate anything.
Send me your panties. Whatever. I'm down. Just, you know.
Will you drink anything we give you?
What, will we drink anything?
Well, I should say drink anything alcoholic.
Well.
Because we're not going to give you, like, gasoline.
No lighter fluid or anything like that.
Well, let's see. I would probably before Wormy would. I definitely am the more hardcore out of the two of us. So
I like my vodka.
Yeah, she's a vodka drinker. I'm a, if it's going to get me drunk, I'll drink a drinker, which explains a lot of my high school years. But
a lot of our fans know Sick Puppy.
Yeah.
And back in my day, I've drank Windex, lighter fluid, and I huffed Raid once.
Okay, we're not doing that.
Yeah, I made my sister drink piss.
Yours or hers?
Her.
Each other's?
No, actually, it was my friend's piss. She peed in a McDonald's cup, and we told her it was iced tea.
She
drank it. She just got done cutting the grass, and she came and she's like, "Oh, I'm so thirsty." We're like, "Here, drink this."
That's really wrong.
And then my mom got mad.
Cutting the grass like a secret term for shaving herself?
No, she was 12. She was actually. I don't
oh my god!
Hey, there's a ghost in Erie that I'm a pedophile for.
She actually asked for him to come back too.
Yeah,
they did a séance at this one at the Brew Erie. And apparently the ghost asked for Sick Puppy to come back.
Yeah.
Really?
It's a little girl or a ghost that loves me a lot.
Well, at least the undead want you.
That's fascinating.
Hey, dead girls don't say no.
This is true.
Get her up the ass.
Always get her up the ass.
Boo!
If there was ever a reason for us to have a satellite radio show, this is it right now.
Or it's editing tools.
It's this show. It's absolutely.
You don't want to really see what's going on here.
Hey, don't. For our next beer...
You know, this would make a great live show, too.
Hey, ladies, finish your fucking beers.
Mind blank.
Sorry.
Keep
sorry.
Up with the SIDT momentum.
I was talking. I was freaking talking.
Well, stop yapping your gums and drink.
Bonus, ladies. We each have our own bottle this time.
Oh, Jesus.
I bought a four-pack.
Well, you really splurged on the SIDT budget for that.
Yeah, I did.
You said splurge.
I'll even open them for y'all.
Oh, what a nice guy. With the official SIDT butt plug bottle opener.
All right, brother. We got our four separate bottles we're pouring. The Great Lakes Nosferatu. Perfect for the Halloween time of year, by the way.
It does have a scary
which we are
in.
It's got motherfucking Nosferatu on the label.
Who is Nosferatu? Is he a real person?
Dracula.
Oh.
Yeah,
really?
But unfortunately, this guy's so old, he only has his two teeth there.
That's a shame.
And it's like buck tooth,
and
also.
Comes from Cleveland, Ohio?
Yeah.
I had no idea that Dracula was from Cleveland, Ohio.
He is now.
Yeah, it's funny. The fucking brewery, we've talked to them, and they're like, you guys have all these cool, like, historical fucking labels in Cleveland. What the fuck's up with Nosferatu?
Well,
it's a sales gimmick, goddammit.
Oh, you know, he passed through there once. Why do you think the lake caught on fire?
Yeah, it's a fucking burning river. This is like the jacked up burning river, actually. I do believe.
Well, it is 8% alcohol by volume.
Yeah, we are a beer show. Let's get back to that. It's from the Great Lakes Brewing Company out of Ohija. It's an American strong ale. It comes in at 8% alcohol by volume.
Beer Advocate gives it an A-, while Rapier gives it a 96.
Pretty even there, which I'm happy with. It's a fall beer. It only comes out, guess what, in the fall.
Yeah. Shocking.
It's a Scottish.
No, it's not really a Scottish. It's more of a strong ale.
Well, then they lied. Oh, no, it's stock on here. Yeah, sorry. Stock. I thought it was a Scottish. I was looking at it.
There's so many breweries in the United States that bastardize all the good styles. They do what the hell they want, which I love that. So when a beer comes out and you try and talk about the style, it doesn't work because it's so fucked up, you know, compared to the style it should be. But they do a Burning River Pale Ale. This is kind of the bastardized version of that.
And also, in keeping with the Bavarian purity law of 1516, this beer is traditionally brewed from all natural ingredients, barley, hops, yeast, and water. No chemicals, preservatives are used, and no MSG.
Yeah.
So all you tree huggers out there can feel good about drinking this.
Sick puppy hates hippies.
But if you're out there, good. You can drink it.
Shave for once, bitch. I'm just saying.
It wouldn't hurt.
Anyone who wants to save the earth can drink this.
Actually, it might
fuck
hurt.
The planet.
What was that line that you said from when we were coming back from?
Oh, yeah, I was drunk as shit.
I got to piss. Fuck the environment.
The piss is organic.
I asked him if he recycled, and he said no. I was appalled. I'm very upset
about that.
You laugh. I threw my sandal right at him. Your Birkenstock.
That was your Birkenstock.
Nice.
You almost shaved your legs.
Almost.
Holy.
I was so upset I had to eat a granola bar.
I was rubbing her leg earlier, and I got my fingers caught in the hair.
I was praying to the tree gods.
It was so hot. But even
now
with
you
the
really want to come down to Jekyll and Hyde and meet him.
Yeah, nice.
I'll be the hairy bitch.
Let's go listen to some Rusted Root while we're at it.
Send him away.
Blah 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 blah.
I know them guys, and I still don't know half the lyrics they say.
They don't know half the lyrics.
Can I drink this yet?
Yeah, go ahead. Keep drinking, girl. I must tell the peeps about.
Smells good.
The Rogue Dead guy and the Nosferatu are basically American strong ales, which is a bastardized American version of a beer. It's not a style per se, but the only logical category to incorporate the plethora of strong, stylistically vague beers coming from American micros these days.
Wow.
You know, some are related to English strong ales, but with more hop, while others are ultra-strong variants of the IPA theme. No matter how varied their origins or characters might be, all are intense, potent, with a generous quantities of hops and malt.
Yeah.
I have to say, so far, I think this is my favorite. Is this your
favorite? Yeah, I love this. Beer. It's very seasonal. It's awesome.
Like I said, this is the first time I've actually had this.
It's really
what?
Great.
Yeah, I've never had this before.
Spoon has never had an Nosferatu?
No, because I used to drink other stuff from
Great Lakes. Dude, I own the shirt.
I know you own the shirt, because you got the shirt, because I couldn't go that night.
Yeah. I love this beer.
Fucker.
Actually, this is very
Great Lakes Brewing makes all their beers are phenomenal. So if you get a chance to try any Great Lakes Brewing.
Great
Lakes.
Oh, this is Great Lakes.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
I really like this.
Actually, they have a really reputable brewing school, too.
She really likes
this. Up there. If you want to go up and learn how to brew beer and talk to them about brewing, they're actually a really reputable place to go. And drink their beer for free.
I don't know about anybody else, but we're getting pretty hammered. Putting that out there.
It was the pre-show.
Yeah, pregame was.
Tell the peeps what I fed you earlier.
Honey mead.
Honey mead.
Delicious. Oh, and we did a shot of Wild Turkey American Honey.
Yeah. Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
two bottles of mead.
I was wondering if you bought that.
Spoon was late.
Yeah, we were waiting for Spoon.
Again, sending me out for food for the drunks.
We wanted brick cheese. He came in with homemade salsa and crackers. Fail.
Fail.
He
got an F.
I'll take my salsa back.
No, because this salsa. Your salsa, it brings all the boys to the yard. I'm just going to say, it was really good.
Thank you.
But it's not cheese.
It's not cheese. I know it's
not cheese.
I'll give you some Fremunda cheese later.
No, thanks.
No? Yeah.
She just likes things that come in bricks.
It's chunky.
Well, if you like bricks.
Lay it on me.
He had a big lunch.
I had Chinese for lunch today.
What was he like?
Tear you up.
Delicious. Oh, no, those are so hard. I saw now.
Sorry, anybody listening out there in the Asia Pacific Rim?
Oh, my cheeks are hurting from laughing.
It's SIDT. We don't care if we offend.
Oh, okay.
Right, butternuts?
Right? Butternut sucks.
If Fuck you, butternuts.
We've created some fucking hatred for
butternuts.
You should never
have named yourself butternuts. That was bad marketing. Bad marketing. I don't know who was in charge of naming you, but they should be shot.
I don't know what the history of that name is, but you're right.
And the funny thing is we didn't even tell them about all that stuff that happened between us and butternuts, and they just kind of picked up on it because they knew it sucked.
Yeah. Well, butternuts was actually what I said when I picked up my first tranny hooker.
How was it? I mean, she hit him.
It was great, but her nuts. I mean, they kept getting in the way.
They were butter.
They were buttery.
Like butter. It's like butter.
That guy had skin like butter. Skin like butter.
Wow.
And nuts.
Speaking of butter, this beer is delish. It really is. It honestly is.
Thank you, Barbara.
Great Lakes Brewing Company. Butter nuts. It's not the butter, no nuts. Disgust.
I'm so fucking glad you guys are on the show.
Thank you for having us.
This is such a goddamn train wreck.
I love it. It's great.
Yeah.
It's fun.
This makes our best shows.
Yeah. Wormy was upset when she found it was just audio because she had a good hair day.
I am having a good hair day.
So. Well, we may or may not.
Do a video.
Do a Grey Kangaroo filtration.
No, we'll do a video. It may or may not make it to the internet.
Well, it may not. May or may not include a Grey Kangaroo.
My good hair day better be on video.
So let's finish these beers. We're going to pause for a moment because Sick Puppy has to piss like a racehorse.
And hey, listen to this from beersafari.com.
Eat a bullet.
It's hard to find a good beer, but one place to go for some great information is beersafari.com. It can help you navigate through the jungle of beer. So check out beersafari.com.
All right, motherfuckers, for our next beer, we have the official SADT Snatch Waxer.
Oh, did you just cut yourself?
It's not bleeding yet.
No, she's good. She's fine.
I'm good.
Check out the video or / pictures of this. Our official waxer for SADT is opening a waxed bottle of one of the finest beers on the planet.
Well, I'm trying to, at least.
I'm kind of scared because she has a knife in her hand.
Well, normally when she does waxing, there's not a knife involved.
Yeah, it's really not a knife
involved. More like a vagina.
Yeah, is much easier than this.
It's easier to wax a vagina than to take wax off of a beer.
This is hardcore, guys.
You might want to try taking the cap off with...
I got it. I'm Diesel. I'm good.
I should have told her how to do that first, but we're good.
This is fun to watch, though.
She's a master.
Wow, she's a champ at that.
She's a wax master.
Get this part.
The official SIDT butt plug bottle opener.
You can peel skin like...
I'm Diesel. I just want everyone to know.
Look at that.
I'm Diesel. I got it done in 3 steps.
You can peel skin like I've never seen before.
Tits and beer. Don't get no better than that.
Should I pour? Am I up for pouring?
Are you looking at my boobs? Because that's your...
Oh, hey. We got to watch the pours.
Wow, this is dark. This is a dark beer. It's very dark.
It's not a stout, yet a porter.
It's dark. I'm a little nervous.
It's a smoked porter, actually.
We have a lot to say about this beer. It's special because a friend of ours sent it to us.
I'm not nervous, but I definitely think it's going to be a very different taste than the other.
We must talk about it before we drink it.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, they're going
to
talk about
it. I'm not drinking it yet. I got the fucker open. What do you want me to do? I got it open 3
seconds. Well, the final beer of the evening... Attention campers, it's the final beer of the evening.
Final beer.
Attention campers, that's now
9:40.
12:30.
12:06 a.m. Here's what I think is funny, too, is you're saying how great this beer is. Beer Advocate gives it an A-, but Rape Beer gives it a 79. Each of these bottles are numbered. We have number 226 of 960, and this was made on April 10th of 2008.
What number do we have?
226.
So fuck you, number 227.
We're first, bitches.
225.
Just saying.
We're not judging. For the first 225, screw you. You're not as cool as us.
Yeah. This beer is... why don't you tell the peeps what we have in the first place?
That's his way of saying he's too drunk to read.
It's the O'Fallon Age. O'Fallon Barrel Age Smoked.
Oh, that's right.
Smoked Porter.
This beer's brew is 63% Bamberg Smoked Malt.
Aged in barrels that contain... Pappy Van Winkle Family Reserve.
I first read that, I'm like, Pappy Van fucking Winkle. That's awesome.
Is he related to Plato's Gravity by any chance? Rip Van Winkle?
But see, the cool thing
is... It's a wheated bourbon. It's a bourbon made with wheat.
And it's a 23-year-old bourbon originally filled in 1984.
That's the empty barrels, though. Then they put this beer in it and let it age for a year.
And you know what's funny is some of our listeners weren't born when this
was... I know.
So true. When the bourbon was originally
drink
filled.
Yet?
If you were born in 84,
yeah,
2004, yeah. 20.
Oh my God, we're old.
I know. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
A classic smoked beer hails from Bamberg in Franconia, Germany. They're made using malt that's been smoked over beechwood, so the insistent smokiness may be applied to any lager style. In North America, the same technique has been used to make a smoked porter. Whiskey malt beers are made using peat smoked malt.
This is a limited edition of our, so I'm reading it from them. Award-winning smoked porter. This beer was transferred from the fermentation tank 5 days after it was brewed to a 53-gallon freshly emptied bourbon barrel where it was aged for 1 year. That's 365 days, unless it's a leap year. Over that year, we carefully adjusted the storage temperature in order to allow the beer to work in and out.
That's beer geek news right there.
Of the wood of the charred American oak barrel. This process of aging allowed the flavors of the bourbon to blend with the beer, leaving a seamless transition of flavor and aroma with hints of vanilla and caramel or caramel. Depends if you're Shaq or not.
Machinery.
The smoke flavor of the beer tastes like, takes a back seat to the charred oak of the barrel to make a perfect blend of smoked porter and bourbon. Yeah.
I love whiskey aged barrel beers. Love them.
I don't know. I'll be the vanilla and caramel expert here.
I'm actually curious to find out if I can even taste vanilla. Because I'm all about the bourbon.
I can smell vanilla.
So can I. Mm-hmm. You ladies both smell vanilla?
Yeah,
smell
with the vanilla? All right. Let's try this.
I didn't think I would, but I do.
Oh, final beer of the evening.
Salute.
Tits.
Cheers, fuckers. Yes.
And ass. Yes.
I love you, ladies.
We love you, too.
I have both.
I can taste the bourbon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that should be up front.
Yeah, the bourbon's very
I can actually smell the alcohol in the bourbon.
Wow. It's vanilla and bourbon. This is delicious.
Mm-hmm. It really is good.
Oh, my God.
This is like dessert in a glass.
It really is. Very dessert.
I would love to pour this fucking beer over vanilla ice cream.
I was going to say that.
I would love to pour this beer all over my tits.
Yeah. Because they taste like
vanilla. Wait, I'm not finishing this beer. I'm just saying. I'll hold
this. So your tits taste like vanilla ice cream.
Over my vanilla mounds, just pour this beer. And
wow.
If I had a tongue long enough, I'd lick it off myself.
This is delicious.
I would videotape that.
Okay, I retract my last statement that this is now my favorite beer.
Before we get too far into this, Groucho, I love you and thank you.
This came from Groucho?
Groucho sent this.
Groucho has a good beer.
Thank you, Groucho.
From thebeerreport.com.
Beer Report. Thank you, Beer Call, my friend. Good call. Wow.
Anyway, seriously, Groucho, thank you so much for this, dude.
Wow, this is delicious.
This is special, and I actually owe your ass now, so you can hold that against me.
This is really fantastic.
It's delicious.
It really
the
is.
The ladies love it, Groucho. Man,
this is really
it's good. It's definitely a way to ladies' heart.
I don't like dark beer. I'm not a dark beer lover at all.
Well, there's a lot. See, you got to be on a show more. There's a lot of dark beer. When people hear dark beer, it's a misconception. There's so many different flavor profiles of dark beers. It's pathetic.
You think dark beer, you think heavy.
Guinness.
Yeah, it's really heavy. I don't like Guinness.
Can't get into Guinness.
I'm actually proud of you guys. You don't taste the dark beer. You get the vanilla.
Yeah.
And the bourbon.
And it's great.
I'm proud of you guys for that.
Thanks.
Cheers.
You're proud of us.
Thank you.
I think we're training some chick beer snobs.
I think they might be. Well, we're coffee snobs for sure.
Yeah.
And snobs.
And this kind of snobs. This kind of actually reminds me of a really good coffee. I mean, it kind of has a little bit of a coffee taste to it.
It does. You're
if right. more coffee had bourbon in it, I would absolutely drink it.
Mm. If my tits were big, I got to be a stripper.
We got to get these girls in the shipwreck folder.
Oh, sweet Jesus, yes.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a
it's
kind of like this, but when you try that, it's hardcore whiskey up front.
I can taste the bourbon, too. It's like doing a shot.
Not to take away from O'Fallon's. I love you guys. Don't want to go on that shipwreck tangent, but
this would be great for like a.
If O'Fallon's was a girl, I would fuck you. I'm just saying.
Well, that's the nice thing is with the taste of the bourbon, is you're getting the taste, but you're not getting the bite to it.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Like I feel warm though. Like this.
Yeah. Exactly.
This beer would be great if you were skiing.
It's a dessert beer. Yes.
It's like after a day outside in the cold.
It's what we call a sipper.
Or it's Christmas. You hate your life. You're by yourself.
Your family sucks.
Yeah. No, to me, that's Rebel Yell whiskey. I'm just down.
Puppet show.
Puppet. This is great for right after a puppet show. If you were to put one on.
If you watch our pod show, you will see.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing we're doing. We're also doing Mind Blank and Wormy have a puppet show.
And decorate for the holidays. Yeah. All one segment. Awesome.
Please tune in when they get that fucking URL.
Because you will see it and not believe it.
If you don't watch their show, Sick Puppet will personally hunt you down and kill you.
Kind of like Jay and Silent Bob at the end of their
Strikes Back.
Yeah, it's going to be exactly like
that. Hey, Gracho, I love you, man. I know I've said that in drunk dialing in front of your kids at Walmart a couple times.
Oh, that was that guy.
Yeah,
I heard that
guy.
Story. Okay.
But I love you, man. Dots.
Well, you know what? All of this is the perfect segue to our final segment.
What might that be, Father Spoon?
The Podcast Awards.
Podcast Awards. How many times have you fuckers voted? I'm just saying.
The
we vote every day.
Yeah, the 2008.
I have to fart.
It's now time for the 2008 Podcast Awards. Yeah, so what we're asking you to do is go to podcastawards.com and vote for Should I Drink That? You vote once a day, every day for like 2 weeks until November 6th. And vote, keep voting for us. Use as many email accounts as you want.
Wormy has to pee.
Wormy's taking a piss. No, you could vote every day with your own email address.
Right.
I mean, they'll let you vote daily. So make sure that you are doing that as we are doing that.
And here's what we're going to do is if we win, when we win,
we have
we're gonna
incentive for the voters, right?
As an incentive. First of all, if you email us and say that you voted for us, you're going to be in the running for those tickets that we talked about earlier where you could have just gone to our site and registered.
Right.
Yeah, so it's really, we're not buying your
votes. For Brewfest in November?
For the Brewfest. So we're not really buying your votes because you could already just go there and register. But anyways, go there, and here's what we're going to do. If we win, when we win, we're going to have a party.
When we win.
Ooh, I love a party.
We are up against some heavy fucking hitters this year. So if we win, it'll be tenfold.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a party. If you want to sponsor it, that's great. We're not going to say no. But otherwise, Sick Puppy and I are going to go down the south side and get shit-faced. And we're going to have the trophy with us, and we want you to come out and drink with
us. Drink out of it. Drink out of the trophy.
Now, we might
like
set something up.
Cup kind of a thing?
Yeah, we might set something up with a bar, you know, maybe get discount drinks or something like that. We'll figure that out later. Don't worry about that. But we're going to have a party, and we want you to be there.
Yes.
But the only way we could do that is if you vote for us. So go to thepodcastawards.com. Vote for Should I Drink That? And or if you really want to help us out, go to shouldidrinkthat.com, click on the banner.
Yeah, that'd be better.
Then we can,
that's what I do. I click on the banner every day. And
so that we can get free advertising.
Yeah, well, you know.
If we get the most clicks, we get like free advertising and shit. But either way, go there and vote for us, Podcast Awards. So go out and vote for
Punch
us.
Me, I love that.
That's what we're asking. That's what everyone here is saying is go out and vote for us.
Vote for SNET Podcast.
Because you know what?
Our Podcast Awards.
We're not a radio show. We don't have... You know, professional
centers and
we're homegrown. We're two guys that pay for this out of our pocket. We sit back.
We're
and,
two guys, one beer.
You two guys, well, a couple beers.
No, poor.
But you know what?
No, she wants more.
We're the guys you want to drink with, and if you want to continue to drink with us, vote for us.
That's right, and feel free to pay for our bar tab because you love us.
I think
just saying.
I think you should.
What?
Pay for their bar tab.
Every day I wake up, I brush my teeth, and I vote.
Yes, see, there you go.
God, that's
using
hot.
Your abilities as a proud American or Canadian or Estonian or wherever country you are, go there and vote for us.
Yeah, that one dude from Romania.
We love you,
vote
too.
For us. We love you, man.
And tell your friends to vote, too. Tell your friends, you know what, if you care about beer, if you care about quality craft beers, if you like good beer and you care about it and you're passionate about it, go vote for these guys because they care. And they're putting the word out. It's important.
And if you're
really
drunk
is.
While you vote, it's on the right-hand side, fifth category down.
It's the food and drink category.
Should I drink that?
Yeah, fuck my life as a foodie. That guy's a jackass.
We love
just
you.
Just kidding, Clark. I love you so much.
I love
so.
We're so trying to beat you. We're big fans of brick cheese also.
I'm very hoping to get beat later tonight.
And hey, you know what? if you want to look really cool
punch
while you're doing it.
Punch me in the thorax, I'm just saying.
You go to the store?
If you want
to
look really cool while you're doing it. Go to wearpittsburgh.com
yes.
and buy a brand new
Should I Drink That.com shirt that says Happy Hour for Your Ears.
Nice.
Kick ass. I have it as my wallpaper right now. It's badass.
Could you guys make a Happy Hour for Your Twat shirt? Because I would totally wear that.
We could do that on like on.
We could do it on our site.
Yeah,
we could do
on our
that. Site. Yeah.
We have panties available for you.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, but who's going to see that?
Yeah, I should say
I
at the rate I get laid, nobody. Uh-oh. Also, Christmas is coming, and you could not beat a Should I Drink That t-shirt, boxer,
but you know what?
Panty triumphant. I mean, it's for the whole family. It really, really is.
If you don't want to get just the Should I Drink That shirt, which that should be the first one that you get, there are other shirts available for the Yinzer in your family. There is the Sophie Maslow for Mayor is a big one.
Hutch, did you hear that?
In the parking chair.
Yes, Hutch, if you heard that one, you really want to get that shirt.
Especially if you're a Pittsburgh relocation person.
Absolutely.
What?
There's also Pittsburgh baseball. the occasional fleeting whiff of mediocrity.
These are great if you live in Florida, Texas, New York.
One of my personal favorites is Pittsburgher's Duo with fries on top.
Now, Love that one. No, love it.
I like the stripper one from McKee's Rocks.
Ooh.
McKee's Rocks
Dance Academy.
Dance Academy. I love that.
I love the reserve parking one with the folding chair.
But I especially love the shouldidrinkthat.com happy hour for your ears
yes,
one.
Yes, that's the brand new one.
Or the Pit Girl one, Drink with Pit Girl.
That's not on there anymore.
Sold out.
Yeah, that was
done.
Pit Girl, of course, is sold out.
So
I think she bought all of them.
Hey, put us in Pit Girl territory, sell out in the shouldidrinkthat.com shirts. We'd be more than thrilled.
I want a fucking t-shirt.
Me too.
Hey, you want a free one?
I want a
fuck
mind blank
pay for
or something.
It like everyone else does.
Mind blank was here and all I got was syphilis.
Oh, you're going to get more than that.
And you know what? There'll be a guy bent over a chair.
Mind blank was here and all I got was anal fissures.
All right, so hey, I think this was a good night.
This was a great night.
I think we're out of beer. Well,
we are
officially
out of
for the
wait,
show.
Wait,
the
show.
Beer.
Wait, but Father Spoon, didn't you want to rant for a minute about sober tailgating?
So there was this article in the Post Gazette recently where these people are trying to get a sober tailgating thing.
What? Why?
Exactly. So the Post Gazette has this article this past week talking about how they want sober tailgating. And it's actually it kind of defeats the purpose because it starts out talking about sober tailgating because they want it family friendly. Well, they want to bring their little kids to tailgating.
Why?
I grew up on tailgating. You know, I saw drunk people. It was fine. But apparently people are getting a little out of hand now.
It's
so
ridiculous.
I get towards the end of it and then they say, well, if people eat more food to absorb the alcohol, I'm like, right there, you're contradicting yourself because you're saying don't drink. But if you drink, why don't you eat more food?
Have a sandwich.
And then bring your kids.
Yeah, it's not really a rant. It's just, it pissed me off reading it. Like, it's a party.
It's a party at a Steeler game, a Pens game, a Pirates game. Tailgating is drinking. And that's what it is.
Not be involved.
If you have to redefine tailgating, it's not tailgating anymore.
No,
it's hanging out with a family and that in the parking lot.
Here's the thing. Normal people have children and then become abnormal and think their kids have to be involved in everything.
Yes.
It's bullshit.
I mean, I'm fucked up. Look how I turned out. I'm okay, right?
No, I have, you might find this hard to believe, but I actually have a child. And I would never in a bazillion years take him tailgating because that's not where he belongs. There's things you could do with your children. Because back in the day, you were allowed to drink around your kids, and it was fine. But now, if you drink around your kids, you're the next great Satan.
Mad, you fucking assholes. Well, I'll kill you.
I want to read what they have in the actual article. I have it here. It says, Brian Fisher wants to take his 4-year-old grandson to a football game.
Well, fuck you, Brian Fisher.
Oh, even at that, dude, if you're 4 years old, I don't know about you guys, but...
That's too young for a fucking tailgate.
No.
Well, not necessarily.
Here's what I'm saying. I don't remember what the fuck I did at 4 years old, so who cares?
Yeah.
Exactly. Good point.
He's not
going to
be
scarred for life.
Now, here's what he says. I come from a family that loves football. All right.
If you have good parents, that's the bottom line.
My daughter-in-law doesn't want me to take him there because of the horrible language and people spilling beer everywhere.
It's a football game. It's a Steeler game.
That's why Mr.
Guess
Fisher
what? Don't
launched...
take your fucking kids to that game because you know what it's going to be.
Exactly. That's why Mr. Fisher launched Tailgaters Urging Responsibility
so
and
hate
Fun,
politically
or
correctness.
TURF, a public awareness campaign that began in Maryland.
If you listen to
it
our
nothing that ever came out of Maryland.
It debuted yesterday, which was a couple days ago, in Pennsylvania, the second state in the program. Yeah, here's the thing. Drunken driving, of course, you know, they have to bring that in, underage drinking. Before Philadelphia's Veterans Stadium closed in 2003, officials set up a jail cell, which actually Three River Stadium had this, which not many people knew about, and had a district judge on duty to process charges against the most unruly fans. Now, that happened at Three River Stadium. I saw that firsthand. I wasn't in it.
Yeah, liar.
But, sure he wasn't.
But I had family that worked there, and they kept telling me that they would bust scalpers and drunks, and they would charge them right there in the stadium and haul their asses out.
It all comes down to the parenting to me. Parenting is key right there, number one.
Don't.
And obviously, you did these things before you had children, so you know what they're like.
Yeah, don't
impose. You know, they're drunken affairs. That's all they are. Let us have our fun.
Don't impose your children on my lifestyle.
That's bullshit.
All right, recap. Hutch
Beer. Hutch Beer. What do you guys think?
I give it a thumbs up.
I thought it was great. I thought it was great.
I thought it was good. I agree with you guys. If it would have aged a little bit more, it might have a little bit more flavor to it.
Yes.
So it was kind of pale on the flavor. But all in all, it was a good beer.
Yeah,
and it's also me as a home brewer. It's Hutch's very first home brew.
I thought it was excellent.
Yeah, so,
for a home brew, excellent.
Well, as a home brewer, you try that first beer and you share it with people, and people say it's good. That's a huge ego trip.
Yeah,
makes you want to home brew more.
I think it was
It makes you want to take a recipe like he just did and fuck it up and change shit.
No, don't change anything.
No, I keep. He's going.
No,
to the right
I
path.
Encourage him to change it.
Really?
Add a little more hops to it. Add a different hop.
Play around
to
with
it
a little bit.
Fuck up with the recipe, you know.
Make it purple.
Whatever.
You can't be perfect right off the bat.
I call it the
gate.
Purple Helmet Belgian Ale. I'm just saying, Hutch.
Amber Ale.
Great beer, brother. Love it.
All right,
double
that guy.
What do you guys think?
Thumbs double up. Yeah, guy. I thought it was great.
I thought it was very.
Yeah, I love
actually,
that. One.
I didn't think.
I love
I was
the hops
like
in
it,
it.
But
we'll have to do a revisit with you guys.
Revisit
with a regular Dead Guy Ale.
Okay, let's do that.
No, I like the double Dead Guy. It was a little more yeasty than I normally like, but no, it did. It had that kind of. It was yeah. Really strong, but I didn't dislike it. I actually kind of liked it.
I liked it.
Nosferatu.
Great Lakes. I thought it was excellent.
I like the color. It looked like highly diluted period blood. So
nice. Vagina blood part.
I don't know if they can use that on their marketing, but.
Okay.
For Halloween.
Out of all these beers we've tried tonight, ladies.
It looks like period.
And the O'Fallon barrel-aged smoke.
The O'Fallon was actually my favorite.
O'Fallon, I think, was my favorite.
That was the top one in the evening?
Yeah, O'Fallon's number one.
All right, so if we're rating these, we got the O'Fallon.
O'Fallon is number one.
Then you would want to, would you do Great Lakes?
Yes, Great Lakes.
Nosferatu.
No, actually, I would go O'Fallon and then Double Dead Guy.
Double Dead Guy.
And then Great Lakes number two.
And then Great Lakes and then Hutches. Not that Hutches was bad, but
right.
he was in a caliber.
I respect that, and he should too.
Yeah, it wasn't that it was bad. It's just
still love your beers, brother. But
ranked up against these other
three. Yeah, exactly.
He was in a competition that he could never win.
Or doing your homebrew against, you know, some kick-ass beers. So.
Yeah, I actually like the O'Fallon and then the Double Dead Guy and then the Great Lakes and then Hutches, which was completely awesome.
I think it's the first time we actually ever rated beers like this.
Well, since we have people here in the studio with us, I just want to make sure we have an idea of how everything matched up.
All right, so we out, brother? We done?
I think we're good.
I think we're good. This has been Sick Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you with episode 45-ish
of ShouldIDrinkThat.com.
Where we drink it so Mind Bling and Wormy don't have to.
But we did.
And did you like it?
We loved it.
What did you think about your first experience with SIDT?
Fantastic.
I honestly need a cigarette.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for
having us.
Hey, thanks for
coming
out.
Thank you.
For ShouldIDrinkThat.com, this is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
This has been Sick Puppy.
Where, even if it's crap,
we drink it.
So you don't have to.
Bitches.
We out.